Welcome to the 2024 MJAA Southeast Regional Conference held in Orlando, Florida. This session is titled, The Power of Your Voice in This Season, and is presented by Rabbi Tony Arroyo.
Three, two, one. Good morning. My name's Rabbi Tony Arroyo. I'm the senior rabbi at Kol Simcha Messianic Congregation, Kol Simcha means Sound of Joy, in Gainesville, Florida. We started a congregation, Kol Simcha, in 1992. And so we joined the IMCS in 1993. We're also a union of Messianic Jewish Congregations Congregation, a dual. There's some of us that are dual. And it's a pleasure to be here. There's a copy of my notes so that you can relax and listen and let the Holy Spirit deal with your soul and deal with what he wants to do today, and rather than worrying about taking notes. The notes are there. If in the future you need a copy, my website, the congregation website, is called Simcha, KOLSIMCHA.org. And this message is posted there already. When I get the audio, I will also post the audio. Let's pray. Father, in Yeshua's name, we thank you for the blessing of life, life more abundant, that we can share life with one another. It's important, Lord, that we share life with one another. The life that you've given us is all we really have to give the world. So what the world needs now is more than love, sweet love. What the world needs now is Yeshua, Yeshua, and Yeshua, and more of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you want to do and everything you want to say. I give this time to you. I ask you to take over and do what you want to do in Yeshua's name. So entitled the message, The Power of Your Voice for 2025. The key scripture comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It's a very important verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. And here's the TLV version of that. His invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through the things that have been made. In the King James Version, for his eternal power and Godhead are clearly visible, clearly seen since the creation of the world, so that, but it asks the world, so they are without excuse. And let me summarize that scripture for you. This is a very important principle. The natural reveals the spiritual. The natural reveals the spiritual. It's a decree. It's a principle of scripture. This is one of those scriptures that you want to keep remembering, because as we advance into the coming of the Lord, more and more of what's happening is saying something about him. He's speaking through the things that are made. And we are in such an explosion of information, etc., that even more of him is being revealed. If we only would be aware that there's more of him being revealed and not so much more of the enemy being revealed. The enemy only takes advantage. There's nothing unique about him. For those of you that come in late, Joe has copies of the message, and there's some here if you'd like to have a copy. Moving on. I graduated with a PhD in electrical engineering from the University of Florida in December of 1981 and was hired as an EE faculty member at Auburn University in the fall of 1982. Typically, if you graduate from a school, they don't want you there. But I was fortunate enough that in 1985, the University of Florida re-recruited me, and I accepted a faculty position and returned to UF in 1985 as an associate professor. My work was with a group called the Mind-Machine Interaction Research Center, MMIRC. And what the MMIRC was doing was the analysis and synthesis of human speech in order to generate and understand speech via computers. So in 1985, we were working on trying to understand speech and generate speech via computers. We succeeded. That was a success for... Sometimes you do research and it goes nowhere, but this particular research went everywhere. As early as the year 2000, we could see the same algorithms that we developed in the 80s were being used in all around the world. If you look behind the scenes, it's the same algorithm. Today, the algorithms and models that we generated over decades at the MMIRC formed the basis of the voice activation technology wonders such as Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant. Okay? The convenience of voice activation and speech recognition cannot be understated. A myriad of voice-activated devices, including doors, are routinely available. So in the same way that I can say, Siri, text Marilyn Arroyo. Hey, Siri, wake up. Text Marilyn Arroyo.
What do you want to say?
I love you.
Send it.
Done. Said done. And it's very important, you know, I could tell you about how that works, but the microphone is on all the time, and it's looking for the keyword Siri. So it's on all the time, okay? So people say, well, they're listening all the time. Well, they have to listen all the time if you're going to use this technology. So it's listening all the time, and it's looking for that pattern, the pattern Siri. Used to be Hey Siri, but it's just Siri now. And when it finds that, it says, oh, then what's next concerns me. Okay? Now, the problem with that is of course, that it can listen all the time to more than right? What is it doing with that? It takes a lot of space to do that. So unless there's a high-level connection to supercomputer or a lot of storage someplace, that can be stored. But still, it's still, you know, you're talking about something of the order of 44,000 pieces of information per second. And that's really a lot of information. Well, that's correct. You don't know where it goes. That is correct. The intent is that the local device, whatever the device is looking for a keyword. And the keyword in that system is Alexa. When Alexa said, then what's next concerns that device. Everything else doesn't concern the device. So you would discard that. Take our pick, right? Now, what technology we have right now that you can go buy, you and I can go buy. You can put technology like that in your front door or your doors, in your house, in devices and so on. So you can walk to your front door and you have to have a keyword. Because it's listening all the time, but you have to have a keyword. So let's use the keyword George. So ideally, if I had that connected, then I could walk over there and say, hey, George, let me in. Now, George would then be transcribed, and then it becomes alert to what I'm saying. It also has been trained. This is really important. You have to train the device to recognize your own speech. It can sort of recognize what's called speaker independent, but the algorithms for that are somewhere of the order of 10 to 100 times more complicated than the algorithms for speaker dependent. So that's why you have to train Siri. They want you to train Siri. You know, it wants me to train it here so that it's not reacting to my wife saying Siri. because then we could have my theory and her theory have difficulties, which could possibly even lead to a fight, right? We fight, we know, we can get into the most unusual things. This keyless door now opens. So if I say, for example, nowadays it's just Siri. If it recognized it, then it should do something, but it didn't. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri, are you awake? Timer, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, counting down.
Okay, so what happens, once it recognizes that the keyword, then the rest of it is interpreted as a command. It's a command. It's something that tells me what to do. And so they're looking for certain words and certain things. You just have to take her phone. You have to take her phone and train it. Because I could show you that I could say Siri all the time to her phone. That's my wife, Marilyn. And unless it's strained, it's not recognized. It's going to recognize me. Unless it's strained, it's not going to recognize. This one doesn't recognize her either. So in the car, if mine's connected, mine responds. Hers connected, hers responds. Okay, but they know both respond. That's how it's supposed to work. Okay, so for sure, these systems are voice-activated commands. And that's the technology. We have voice activation for not just doors. We can have voice activation for microwave ovens. We have voice activation for things in the kitchen, etc. I have a smart air conditioning that requires a $1,000 thermostat. Why is it a $1,000 thermostat? Because it's a thermostat connected to the internet that's talking continually. That thermostat continually speaks to, in this case, Train company in the United States. And so I can, for example, use the app, go to Train and find out what the settings are on the air conditioner in my home. And you can turn it on ahead of time. That's okay, ma'am. I'll talk to you later because I'll get behind if I keep doing this. Thank you. I'm sorry. Well, in the kingdom of God and in the body of Messiah, we need to understand that there's power in our voice at this time in the world. There's power in our voice. See, there's things in the spirit world that are waiting to be activated, just in the same way that the phone is waiting to be activated. See, for many of us, for many of you, things in your jurisdiction have been stalemated. Things in your jurisdiction have been stagnated. And there's been some resistance to a lot of things that are important to your life that are waiting to be activated. Okay? We know we are made in the image and likeness of Yah Adonai. By the way, just make the comment here. I don't like to use God because that's generic. So which way do I call him? Adonai is a biblical term, but Adonai is really an adjective. Okay? So in the scripture, then we don't have the translation for Yud Hey Vav Hey. Although if you ask, do this experiment. Go to Google Translate and type Yud Hey Vav Hey and see what it says. Because it will tell you the same thing all Israelis would tell you. How do you pronounce God's name? Yehovah. It's not Yahweh. It's not Yahweh. This is the way Israelis pronounce it, and they won't pronounce it aloud. So in the place where you see the book, for example, you could ask them, well, how do you say this word? And most of them would say, well, we don't pronounce it. We were alone one time, and so I asked the person at the shrine of the book. I'm looking at Isaiah 53, and I'm looking at Isaiah 12. said, how do you pronounce this? And he said, Yah Yehovah. Yah Yehovah. Okay? So it has Yah, which is in other places. That there's no question about how you pronounce that. And then there's Yehovah. Jehovah in Spanish. Yehovah in English. In Hebrew, Yehovah. Okay? So I'm going to use Yah Yehovah, or I'm going to use Yah Adonai, where Yah is the actual name and Adonai is the modifier. It's true that that name appears. Adonai does appear in Scripture, but it appears close to Yehovah. It doesn't really appear most of the time. Appears together. So I use that to indicate that we're talking about the God of the universe. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about our God, okay? Not anybody else's God. We know we're made in the image of likeness of Him, of that one, Yah Yehovah. See, He created everything using Legos. No, He used His voice, right? He used His voice. His voice was everything. In fact, His voice became flesh. His voice became flesh and lived among us, right? That's Yeshua, our Messiah, the voice of Adonai. Could it be, so this is what I propose today, could it be that in this season, 2024-2025, especially 2025, Yah Adonai is saying to us, open your mouth and start making my kingdom decrees. What do you mean by that? Anything that has been spoken by the king is a kingdom decree. Anything that you find in Scripture is a kingdom decree because it was made by the king of the universe. And when the king of the universe speaks, it's a decree. It's to be done. So we don't have to wonder, is this okay to say? If it's in the Word and you say it with your mouth, you are giving your mouth to say the words that are in the book. And those become a decree from the king. Now, we can make soulish decrees. And I need to just say that. We can get into our own kind of mindset and whatever and decree and say, we are decreeing that this should happen. Okay? Well, that a soulish decree only affects the soul. It doesn't affect the spirit world. Okay? But if you make a decree, if you make anything, if you say anything with your mouth that is in the Word of God, that is in the book, okay? My word is truth, he said in John 17. You want to know what truth is? My word is truth. The spoken word is truth. The written word is truth. And if you say the written word, then that's no longer your words. You're the proclaimer, okay? You're like the guys who took the letter from Esther and took it to places and said, this is what the kingdom said. Now, they're making the proclamation. They don't have any authority. They're making the proclamation on behalf of the kingdom. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about when I say decrees, okay? The wisdom and truth of Yah Adonai, Yah Yehovah, is the word of God. So therefore, we need to open our mouth in this season. We need to open our mouth because our mouth will activate, has the capacity and the authority. Look, this isn't really important. All authority was given to me, therefore, go and do these things. And start activating the things that Yeshua wants done so action can begin. It's waiting. It's awaiting someone to activate it to do action. If we are his body and we are, then we have to do things like he did, right? Does that make sense? So, let's look and see what he did. Very important. When Yeshua moved among the crowds, he did not use a oh me voice. He didn't use a oh please. If you think about it, He didn't do any of that. His voice was not that voice. That's the voice that we hear ourselves and others. His voice was a petitioning voice. He did not use a petitioning voice. He used a decreeing voice. Okay? He said to the woman, quote, "Woman, you are set free from your disability." Luke 13:12. In another occasion, he said, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored as healthy as the other hand. That's in Matthew 12:13. And then in another place, it says, Yeshua tells him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." John 5:8. And what happened? We know what happened. Whatever it was that, if the person did what he said, they got the miracle. If they didn't do what he said, they got nothing. Except a good feeling. You know, he nicely spoke to me. But if you want the miracle, you need to do what he said. Have you ever wondered why Yeshua always spoke before the miracle took place? I always thought, okay, here's what he's doing. He's announcing what he's going to do so that when the goods are delivered, the people will go, "Oh, he did it." Okay, that's a reasonable thing. But let me propose something else to you today that's much, much more important to us. Could it be that in the kingdom of heaven that is at hand, and it's here right now, the speaking of the word becomes a decree, and the decree must precede the action? Could it be that the decree must precede the action, that it has to be spoken? Just, you see, when you're making the image and likeness of God, what you speak creates. It creates situation. It changes the atmosphere. It does all those things. If we use our voice for soulish things, it creates nothing. But if we use our voice to say what God said, then now it has the effect of the authority that spoke it through your mouth. Don't get high-minded. I'm something special. I'm nothing more than a microphone, okay, at that point. The important thing is the message that comes from Adonai. Let's look at another one. Other times he said things like this. Quote, this one is really important. So they rolled away the stone, and Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." Okay, interesting. Then it says, "I know that you always hear me." That's very interesting. "But because of this crowd standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." What happened? So let me analyze this a little bit with this kind of mindset. Why did he cry out? Did he need it to cry out? Let me use the word passion. Like Eric Tokajer and Eric Carlson is passionate. I'm that way too. Why did Yeshua, put passion, put behind it? Maybe he needed to yell so that the graves would hear it. Maybe he needed to yell so that Lazarus could hear. Of course, you disagree. That's ridiculous. He already stated that his father, Yahweh, had already and always heard him. Okay? So maybe he had to say Lazarus. Otherwise, all of the graves would have opened. Okay. Listen, I believe we have to understand the power behind our voice in this season. Because what season are we in? We're in a season of doors. We're in a season of doors. In fact, we're in a season of voice-activated doors. Okay, they're just like the natural reveals the spiritual. Voice activation is in. So how did Paul and Silas get out of prison? Okay? Let's review for just in case you don't remember. The miracle started when they started praising and worshiping. They were praying, praising, and worshiping. Okay? The praise and worship and prayers began to voice activate the angel armies. Ah. So they could have been just, oh me, it is terrible, Paul. This is terrible, Silas. But when they are now singing the praises, singing scripture, praying to Adonai, to Yah Adonai, then Yah Adonai will actually give the command to his angel armies to go and do what they need to do. The scripture tells us that the angel armies were involved. I'm not making that up. Those angels began, all of a sudden, they were activated and began to break locks, break chains, and doors to get them out of prison. Therefore, they were made free. Now, here's the deal. Some of us, have been in prisons of our own making. Oh. We've been making prisons with our mouth. Okay? And the Ruach is saying to you and I today, instead of complaining, instead of rehearsing all that was said wrong, the oh poor me syndrome kind of thing, what we need to do is to say, start opening our mouth like the body of Messiah that we are and start activating a different atmosphere. Okay? And a different dynamic will happen around your life. That's not it. You'll be able to feel it. You'll see it. Okay? But to start with, you're not seeing it because it's just like this phone. It's just sitting there listening, but it doesn't respond until I say, I won't say it, so stay quiet. And what happens is that at that point, you can begin to cause the break, the change, the breakthrough that you're looking for. The status quo now is not the same. The atmosphere is not the same. And the ones that are listening to the commands, in this case, of the commands of Adonai, and when you speak the word of Adonai, it's the commands of Adonai, the decree of Adonai, the decree of the king. He's got servants, the angel, that are just like, what next? What do you want me to do next? What do you want me to do next? Or do you think that they just sit around saying, here's what I'm doing? Or do you think that the angels just go on their own? Or are they just like Yeshua, continually paying attention to the king? And whatever the king wants, they go and do. Isn't that correct? Does that make sense to you? You see, we need to activate doors to set the captives free, and it begins with ourselves. See, we're in the right season, and this is the right hour. It's right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next year, per se, like saying, okay, well, next year could be December next year. No, I'm talking about right now. We're about to start 2025, so it includes 2025. And we need to begin to see things that we've been praying about for a long time. Let me ask a question. How many of you have things that Yah Yehovah, the Lord, has spoken over you, and you wrote them down and put them in your Bible, for example? And then, you know, every once in a while, the Bible falls over. And this is my wife's Bible. And some thing comes out, and she starts reading it. And she goes, oh. Okay, so I know that you have things that have been spoken over you. Well, if you're here, you had things spoken over you last night by Eric Carlson. Or in the morning by Michael Stepakoff. So now what are you going to do? Take notes. This was said. And what do we do? We take the note in someplace. And they don't ever come to pass. So how many of you have things that you're waiting for them to happen? It's prophecy. It's in your Bible. It's somewhere. And you know that you're waiting for it to happen. Do you have a nice little notebook for label it the things that have happened and the things that haven't happened? And or you have them as loose leaf paper in the Bible. So God forbid that you pick it up wrong and all those papers go on the floor, which would be what I would do. Have you heard the following? It's in a book nobody likes to read. The book of Job. Nobody likes to read the book of Job. Have you heard that it's written in the book of Job? Job 22:28. In the King James Version, I'm going to quote it from there because it sounds really nice. You shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you. Okay? And you go, well, wow, what does that mean? Well, let's get some context. Let me go to the verse that's just before that. And the verse that precedes that verse says, you will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. Then you shall decree a thing, okay? But the point being that if we pray, like if we pray to the Lord his own word, okay, like the Our Father prayer is his own word, and you pray using his own word, it's guaranteed, right? It's got a 100% guarantee. So all we need to do is speak it, and it begins, the guarantee begins to be put into effect. And the angel armies go, oh, did he forgive like he's supposed to? Yes. Well, then we're going to go do something. Then the question then becomes, what shall we decree then from our mouth? Because that becomes a very powerful thing. Well, here's what I would say to you. His prophecy you shall decree. Okay? Don't just listen to your words. Instead of reading the words from Yahweh, we need to activate our spirit, man, to open up our mouth and start decreeing with passion. What do you mean with passion? Lord, if you really feel like save so-and-so. It's an unscriptural prayer. First of all, the Spirit of God has feelings. We know that. But per se, when we say, if you feel like it, we're almost making human Adonai. And he's not human. He's not human. He's way beyond human. If you want to relate to him as a human, you relate to his son. But even then, we're not really have to be in the mindset of, if you feel like it, if this is okay, is it okay for me to do this? Well, if it's in the Bible, it's okay. And many, many, many preachers have said that to us. We need to decree the word that Yahweh has spoken in general, but let me also say, you need to decree the word that Yahweh has spoken to you specifically. Because he has spoken to us. Specific words. Honestly, many of us have many personal words from him. So how long have you been waiting for those words to pass? A really long time. Therefore, it's time to activate. Don't you think? I think so. Now, what do all these delays tell you? Does it mean that he's not going to do it? So let's get real here. We got a word from the Lord, and it's been sitting in the Bible now for 3 years. And is he not going to do it? I would challenge you and say, well, did the Lord speak that to you? Yes. Is he going to do it? You immediately say yes. Well, act like it, right? You know, perhaps there's a principle. And here's the principle I'd like to share with you. Perhaps Yahweh needs us to partner with him. Well, what? Perhaps Yahweh needs us to partner with him. We see in the spirit that some things are happening already. then just don't go, okay, that's nice. How about partnering with him if you see that something is happening? And start making decrees, start speaking his word is what I'm saying, and thereby command when you speak his word, so that everything will come into alignment with his word, and you begin to see things you've never seen before. What are you saying? I'm saying that if the Lord wants to open that door, well, I could sit here and say, okay, door, go ahead and open it. Or I could come and say, Paul, hear the word of the Lord. Brown, hear the word of the Lord. People, hear the word of the Lord. He's going to open it, but I need to set it up and tell everything that needs to obey the word of the Lord. Ezekiel, tell the mountains. Ezekiel, tell the wind. We heard the song from Paul Wilbur last night. Awesome song. Awesome scripture. Awesome scripture. If the Lord told us to do that, it would told me. Let's just use me. I'm the thick-headed one here. Tony, what do you see? Well, I see an olive tree. And I see some menorahs. Okay? What else do you see? The olive tree is feeding the menorahs. At some point, I turned to the angel speaking with me. What is that? I'm actually quoting Zechariah for you. What is that? This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Could it be that we get into the right place? We see what is happening. We're getting a vision of that this is of God. Something of God is happening. But we've got to discern it a little more and ask the Lord. He shows you in his word. The Holy Spirit will show you. And then you can decree it. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord to your cousin. This is the word of the Lord to your neighbor. So, this is the word of the Lord to your air conditioner. I obviously didn't speak the word of the Lord to my air conditioner, and it ran out all the Freon, and they handed me a bill for $1,800 just to replenish the Freon. Isn't that awesome? I'm going to speak to that thing. We need to activate a different atmosphere and a dynamic over our life that begins to cause the change and of the status quo and causes doors to open and releases the captives to be free, even if it's us. See, you are in the right season. And this is the right hour. This is the correct time. This is the correct place in this conference. You have things that you've been praying about for a long time. It's time for those things to get activated. So what if what the Lord is waiting on us is on us, and that's really my problem. I've discovered that when he answers me, and he does always answer me, and sometimes when he answers me, he says, well, I already told you. What a great answer. I already told you. What was the problem? You have to really search my heart. Did I believe him? Did I believe him? Did I activate it? What do you mean activate it? Well, look, if you know you're getting 100 pounds of gold, you need to find a place to put it. I'll wait for the gold to come to put it. Well, how about working ahead of time with the faith that says it's coming and then put it in some place? Who was that word for that is in your notebook? Oh, it was for George. No, for the door, George. It was for you, right? It was for you. Aren't many of you working on things right now that you need to begin to see manifest in your life? Okay, here's the last paragraph. Because you can see that. You can follow along if you wanted to. We can no longer sit back and passively wait. Passivity is over. We're out of the season of passivity, and we're in the season of action. We've got to be actively and aggressively speaking and decreeing the things that Yahweh had said. This is the season of voice activation. Let me say that again. There are going to be doors that need to get open. And you know what? The Holy Spirit and Yah Adonai will highlight them to us. You don't have to imagine them. You just let him do it. These, for example, are doors to gates. Oh, there are doors and there's doors to gates. Wait a minute. What do you mean doors to gates? There are doors to gates that need to be open. Let me give you an example that we probably don't know about. When Peter and John went to pray at the Gate Beautiful, okay, we think that the Gate Beautiful means pretty. The Greek word doesn't mean pretty. The Greek word, what's translated the Gate Beautiful, the Greek word doesn't mean pretty. It means right now, at this time, at this hour, right now. You're at the gate of right now. This is the right now gate. Okay? So they activated something in a man that had been sitting there at that same gate for many decades. The lame man was sitting there. And he went, as it was his custom, to sit at the gate of right now. The right now gate. To ask for alms. But do you know what Peter said? Of course you do. I get to say it. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach HaNatratzi, in the name of Yeshua Messiah from Nazareth, get up and walk. In the name of what do you think? What do you think? Here's what I think. They knew this right now gate was about to open. And when you know something like that and you pray for someone, you get excited. What's going to happen? You get excited. And your excitement is communicated even in the form that excitement may even, perhaps, arise the faith in the hearer. So the hearer is not hearing. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, get up and walk. Okay, so we actually know what happened. We know what happened. Immediately, it says. Immediately. Isn't there? Yeah. Immediately. Immediately, the man's bones became strong. And he leapt to his feet and began walking and leaping and praising God. Okay? This is called supernatural hearing at the right time. Because they were at the gate of the right time. And what happens? We are at the gate of the right time. This is the right time gate. This is the right time moment for you. This, what I'm speaking with you is life-changing. It's not because Tony Arroyo is speaking it. I'm nobody. I'm just speaking God's word to you. What is the Lord wants to do is life-changing for you. But you have to partner with him. Look, You can say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast to the sea. So when I stood by Mount Rainier, I said, I'm going to need a lot more faith than that. Okay? When you see the magnitude, we are making everything a Mount Rainier when it's really a molehill. And perhaps for you, it's a molehill. But there are gates of opportunities. And just like Acts chapter 3, we are coming up into an opportunity gate. It's an opportunity for our country. I don't want to say much more than that. Our country has an opportunity in this new administration. Our country has an opportunity. Our country, Israel, has an opportunity in the midst of what's going on. Come on now. You can't just go, well, let's see. Did anybody imagine what's transpired since the pagers? Okay? When the pagers went off, it made a statement. They can get us. I don't care where we are. And because the kingdom of darkness works in fear, and mostly in fear, the fear factor goes up like it did for our country in the pandemic. If the fear factor goes up, you can do almost anything with the people. Let me tell you something. Supernatural healing is at the right time. This is the right time for supernatural healing. This is the hour. This is the space. This is the moment. Just like when the lame man experienced it, this is the moment for you to experience that. You see, this changes life forever. His life is not the same. The Ruach is saying, this suddenly, right now, season is upon us. It is our day. It is your day. It is my day. Perhaps today, even right now, is your day. Okay? We're not going to sit back and wait for Adonai to do it. Instead, we're going to partner with him right now, even today, and aggressively begin to decree and say with our mouth what he has said. And all we can add to that is yes and amen. Amen. I have 3 minutes. So in 3 minutes, I'd like to pray for you. Is that okay? If you need to talk to me, talk to me right outside. So I want Paul Wilbur to come. There's more of those here, and Joe Simpkins has more if you don't. Joe, do you have more? Okay, they're up here. Anyone else need to? Okay, thank you. So let's pray right now. Father, in Yeshua's name, we are in the right now gate. This is the right now opportunity for us. We are at the gate beautiful. That's okay to call it beautiful. This is the gate beautiful. This is a beautiful time. This is a beautiful situation. Many of us have been waiting for this time and this situation. It's here. So Lord, help us then to activate what you've said. If I don't know what you said, all I have to do is open the book. I can open the book. I can even do a topical search of the topics that are affecting that I want to talk about and go right to those places and start saying what the king said and start decreeing what the creator of the universe has decreed. And by my saying it, by my activating it with my voice, it will activate things in the heavenly places, and the atmosphere will indeed change. And when the atmosphere changes, Lord, I am ready to act. In Yeshua's name, I pray for every one of you. May your doors be activated. Look, if I could activate him for you, I would be a nice minister and activate him. But you need to activate your own door. You need to activate your own door. When you do, watch out, because there is a release of the Spirit among you. And you are leaving here equipped, ready to go into action. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.